When you're a Delta SkyMiles Reserve American Express card member, your favorite meal in another city is just an online booking away. Así que conocerás dónde se consigue el mejor pan dulce to have with your morning cafecito en LA. Where's the best pupusería in the Bay? ¿Y dónde encontrar la salsa verde más rica en San Antonio? Because you're the travel foodie. The Delta SkyMiles Reserve American Express card. If you travel, you know. Learn more at go.amex/reserve.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Hi, everyone. I'm Joanna.
And I'm Jenny.
Welcome to Hyphenated, the podcast about living in the hyphen. Why did I say it like that?
I don't know. It sounded very newscastery.
Like I'm about to say something really tragic, but in a really upbeat voice. There was a tsunami. I don't know why they do that. How are you, Jenny?
Aquí estoy. I think that's what most people say when they don't really have much going on. Even though I have a lot going on.
The equivalent of like the English is like, you know, fine. But I really love just saying, acá estoy. It's just like, I'm here. It's just the fact that you're still here. And I feel like that very much reiterates what the past year has been for everyone.
We're still existing. I know that we've been talking about this a lot lately, but you've been telling me recently how you're talking a lot more to your abuelito.
Yeah, since everything went down with my, you know, my weird face cancer, my grandpa has been calling me all the time, like all the time, every day. He's like, "Aló, mi amor, ¿cómo está? ¿Cómo te estás sintiendo hoy?" And, you know, it really sort of hit me. He's my only living grandparent left around. And I've been thinking a lot about my grandparents, just like more than usual. And, you know, when I brought it up to you a couple days ago and we started talking about grandparents, I was like, oh, my God, you are heavily influenced by your grandparents. You literally have a character based on your grandmother. Like, we need to have an episode where we talk about the people that sort of formed us, not our parents, but our grandparents, which for me is almost like the OGs, like the original Game Boys. There's something classic about them.
They're the Nintendos.
There's the original models.
Our family tree. Yeah. They're the Super Mario Brothers.
But dude, Jenny, I like, we get so many messages and emails of people being like, oh my God, I love Jenny. I didn't know her. And then they're like, oh no, wait. Oh my God, that's abuela? Like, there's people that don't realize you are the abuela character.
No. I have like this weird Hannah Montana thing going for me where there are people that have written me to tell me that they had no idea that I was actually a woman in my 30s. They thought I was an actual older woman in her 60s, early 70s.
So I've consumed your videos for years, and I know you even more now, and I watch it, and I can't believe that's you. Like, that the grandma... Who is that grandmother character based off of? Like, which grandma? Mm. Is it a mix of both?
No, she's pretty much 1,000% my maternal grandma. Because she... So her name was Orquídea, Abuela Orquídea and Abuelo Bebo. His actual name was Andrés, but we called him Bebo because he was the baby of the family. You know how it goes.
I have similar stories. I'm excited that you have him too.
Yes. So Bebo. And so they had a huge hand in raising my sister and I because my parents both had jobs and, you know, we lived like 10 minutes away. At a certain point in my life, we ended up living just houses down from each other. Mm-hmm. So we were always there for dinner, for lunch, for, you know, after school, my abuelo would pick me up, me and my sister, and we would go. All of my after school memories, there was no such thing as summer camp. There was no such thing as like extracurricular bullshit. Like when I was in elementary, it was abuela's house. I went on abuelo's mm-hmm. house and I would eat my pisicorre, which is like cheese and guava. And
oh, I love that.
And just watch a bunch of PBS, you know, animated shows, Disney Afternoon. And And then I would watch novelas with my grandma. And by that time, we'd have dinner and my mom would pick us up. So that was our life.
Your maternal grandparents were very much involved in every aspect of your life
every
as a kid.
Aspect, yes.
And they're Cubanos. And then yep. Your paternal grandparents, also Cubanos in Miami?
Also Cubanos, yeah.
I have one Cuban grandma, which is my maternal grandma. Y ella era la abuela Belki. Y déjame decirte, ella era bastante estricta. She was incredibly strict, but very sweet. Mm. And then my grandpa was, you know, born in Venezuela from like a Lebanese father and an Italian mother. But you know where they met?
Where?
This is crazy. My grandmother was the daughter of a hotel owner. And the hotel owner, my great-grandfather, actually housed political prisoners.
What?
And my grandfather was a political prisoner with the dictatorship of Venezuela. He was exiled. And he was staying at El Hotel San Luis, which was my great-grandfather's hotel. And he fell in love with my grandma.
Oh.
And he was like, I'm taking you back. And she was like, oye, pero no me quiero ir a mi isla. And then, you know, Fidel Castro happened and they all went to Venezuela.
Whoa.
So yeah, isn't that insane? It's just, it feels like a Gabriel Garcia Marquez novel.
Oh my god.
Now I'm like, I met my husband in college. And they're like, oh, this is like a dramatic story.
That's
love
where I met
passion.
My husband. Woo!
Yeah.
Super original.
We met at a party. Like
no, they do. They have these like unique novel worthy courtships, right?
Mm-hmm.
My grandparents, my grandma was 15. When she met my abuelo, he was 20 years old, and she, I think, something involving a parrot. I can't remember, but it was Cuba, so let's roll with it. And in una tienda, and they met, and then, you know, many years later, because I think she got married when she was 24, so they had a long courtship. They were inseparable, you know, so it was really nice. It was like and they were madly in love. The way they passed was like The Notebook. My abuela died just 5 days before my abuelo because she was heartbroken because she knew he was going to go.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Literally, these romances are so intense for me. Like
so intense.
I feel like I love my husband to death. I also feel like he's my roommate that I love. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, I love my roommate. I mean, my husband. And they're all like, they have these insane, como que telenovela love stories. My grandpa,
right.
My paternal grandpa, he is from Germany. And he talks like that. I love doing the German accent in Spanish. Porque
it's
es mucho
so
más cómico. No sé por qué, pero él habla así.
He sounds like a robot.
A little bit. I'm going to try and call him at the end of this to see if he picks up.
Oh my God, yes. How old is he?
He's 94.
I bless.
Yeah, and he's like, he walks 3 miles a day. He's super, super like spry, very smart. Anyway, you know, you were talking about romance. And for me, my grandparents also, like, I'm such an anxious person. And every time I think about, like, the worst days of my life, I'm like, how dare I? When I think about my grandparents, like, my grandpa at 12 was orphaned and then walked from Germany to Spain over the course of 2 years alone. Oh, no, with his older brother. But, like, basically alone, like, no parents. And he just was, like, escaping the Nazis. And then my grandma was blonde and blue-eyed so she could pass as like non-Jewish, and this Catholic family took her in as her fake daughter. And she lived with them for years and then was able to reunite with her family. But like these stories, when I tell stories to my grandchildren, they're going to be stories like, oh my God, and then like it was crazy, my flight was delayed and I missed my connection. Like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, what are these stories they have?
I honestly have lived such a dull life. When people ask me to like, oh, we want you to like go do something with like, I don't know, Comedy Central and talk about like something really outrageous that happened to you. I'm like, it takes me a hot minute to think about because I've lived such a safe, babied life. I wouldn't say that my grandparents' story is as intense because that's hella intense. My abuelo was also orphaned, sort of. His father died when he was like a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandfather was one of, and forgive me, mother, I'm forgetting the number here, but I think 7 or 8 sisters.
Oh, wow.
So I used to work at Bath and Body Works, and it's all women. And when our periods sync up, it's disastrous. So I think that's the trauma for my abuelo, that he had to live with all these women without a father figure, el pobre, so he was kind of, you know, in charge of so much and making sure that his sisters were taken care of and his mom, you know. Geez.
But wait, Jenny, you, so your grandparents all went to Miami, pero ellos todos se fueron de Cuba, no? They left Cuba behind, so they had to forge kind of like a new life in a new place that they didn't know.
Yeah, so I don't know as much about my paternal grandparents regarding this, but my maternal grandparents fled Cuba in February of 1967 via the Freedom Flights. Because I don't know how this happened, but my grandfather already had his mother, one of his sisters, and a couple of nieces and nephews already living in Florida. So they were able to claim them. Mm-hmm. My grandparents did not come from money. They raised like chickens and painted houses. So they didn't come from money. I don't even know how they did this. They literally left Cuba with nothing. And they ended up in Miami at the Freedom Tower. And the sad thing here is when it comes to, you know, people ask, like, how did they assimilate? Did they try to assimilate to the States? And my answer is no. Because there are two reasons. My grandparents did not think they were going to stay in the U.S. forever.
Yes.
My mom says that they really thought that they were going to go back in like a year or two.
They were like, they thought this is a pandemic.
I was thinking about that as I was saying it out loud. I'm like, it's kind of how a lot of us felt in March of 2020. We're like, okay, I'm going to sit in my house for a month and play Animal Crossing and then I'll go back to work. A year later and not happening. So, but this is like a grander, imagine you think you move to a whole new country because your current country is corrupt and you think you're going to go back.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's part of it, part of why they didn't assimilate. But claro, after like a decade or so, you're like, all right, looks like we're never going back. But they still, it's not that they didn't care to assimilate, but let's be honest, Miami, Florida, okay, is not really at all like the rest of Florida. It is another country. The dominant language is Spanish. I worked tons of retail and service jobs, and I don't know how I would have survived working in Miami if I did not know Spanish.
What is it they say? Miami is the closest you get to the States still being in Latin America or something like that? Like,
yes.
It's basically Latin America?
So you almost, I think that's why so many immigrants and refugees, and not just Latinos, but like the Caribbean, Haitians, for instance, there's a whole pocket in Miami that the older Haitians only speak Creole because that's also a big community there. So they don't feel like they really have to learn English. They can totally get by and survive without learning it.
It's one of the reasons why, like, you know, we come from families where our grandparents were immigrants, right? Mm-hmm. They changed from one place to another and sort of had to figure out what their identity was there. For in both of our cases. And I remember being like, as a kid, being sort of confused because my mom's side, I was like, clear for me. It was like, oh, my grandpa was born in Venezuela. My grandma came here very young and just became Venezolana. De Cuba a Venezuela no hay mucha diferencia, mi amor. Misma cosa, mismo plátano y mismo español machucado. But then, like, I had my, like, German Jewish and Belgium Jewish grandparents who their only passport was Venezuelan, but they, like, spoke Spanish, like, awfully. Like, they have the thickest accents you could imagine. And they are, like, they identified as, yes, Jewish, but Venezolanos.
Yes.
Like, more than anything. Like, they were Jewish first, but, like, Venezuela.
Yeah.
And while my Latino family, like my Venezuelan family, was very Venezuelan, and that was like so rooted in Venezuelan culture. My Hausman family almost felt like a weird amalgam of outsider insider. Like, my grandparents spoke to each other in English because that was the language that they each spoke best when they met.
Wow.
Because my grandma spoke French, my grandpa spoke German, and their Spanish was a mess. And so they communicated in English. So my dad and his siblings speak together in English mostly, which in retrospect, I'm like, wow, they didn't even assimilate to the country. They assimilate to a new reality where they had to take their differing cultures. You got una belga, un alemán, who just landed in this tropical place and they fell in love because she tripped somewhere and he caught her. You know, that's how it goes. that's the Tinder of back then.
You wouldn't
then,
have been here. You would not be here today.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Like for me, my parents are too much like me. My grandparents give me a bit more of a perspective of where all these different influences and cultures come from.
I know. I miss them so much. They're all of mine are gone. And if I'm being real, I feel like a big part of me is missing. Mm-hmm. Specifically when my maternal grandparents passed. I know I shouldn't joke about this, but you know, you gotta laugh sometimes. I call it the two for one special. It's the two for one special. My abuela's like, ay, se va a morir mi viejo. Peace. Had a stroke, died. I'm like, damn, bro. Like, I couldn't even, like, all right. Fine, I guess.
She was like, dude, let's just get this done.
She's like, uh-uh. I'm not living this sad life here without my man. And she just dipped. I'm like, damn, to have that kind of control over you. My grandma's nuts. You know, good old Scorpio. Just like me.
Oh, she was a Scorpio, too?
Her birthday was 2 days before mine.
Oh, my God.
Both Scorpios. And it's funny because I really see a lot of myself in her, good and the bad. So yeah, she shaped both of my grandparents, but specifically my grandma, shaped who I am as a person and have essentially shaped my entire career.
Isn't that crazy?
I know.
Isn't that insane?
It's wild to me.
Oh, so your grandmother gave you your first like insight into something very specific for you that was universal to so many people.
Yes.
You know, that grandma reminded me of my grandma, like, y todas mis tías. I hear it and I'm like, I cannot believe this. And like, my grandma at the end didn't really have a Cuban accent. She spoke like a Venezuelan, but even then, like, it still reminds me of her.
And that makes me extremely happy because, claro, you know, it's not until you test things out and bring a character in front of millions of people on the internet that you realize, oh my gosh, this is extremely universal beyond Cuban culture, beyond Latino culture and Caribbean culture. There are Jewish people, Asian people, Black people. And of course, I'm speaking in terms of like non-Latino Asian, non-Latino Black, because again, I would like to always remind our audience that we are not a race.
We come in all different shapes and colors.
There's plenty of Chinese Cubans, tons of Afro-Cubans. The list goes on. Lots of Arab influence as well in Cuban culture. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like a lot of people, Italians especially too, they're like, man, that's my nona. And so I thought that was really neat. And I think a lot of that comes from me putting my heart and soul into the character work. And to represent them as authentically and specifically as possible. And I think when one does that, more people actually relate. You might think that you're blocking off a huge chunk of people because you're being so specific. But it's actually not true. And Abuela really took off at BuzzFeed. Mm-hmm. And it was really terrifying because at the time, BuzzFeed was already super popular, but all the people in the videos were also producers, and they were just natural actors. They just kind of played themselves, you know? It was like 10 things that awkward people do at the movie theater. I don't know. That's all it was. So then here I come with this tear, because the wig back then for Abuela was an atrocity. I don't even know how why did no one stop me? but I had this terrible peluca and lavada casa, and like here I come in with like this old school comedy. I'm like in my late 20s playing this old lady, and I'm like, oh God, how is this audience going to take this? So it was definitely a risk, but turns out, thankfully, that people still enjoy this kind of comedy.
Yeah.
And they are more than okay with the fact that a younger person is playing an old lady.
Well, because, you know, it could easily be misconstrued as like, wow, is she making fun of like elderly people? Is she making fun of? But no, it what it feels like is that it's a real person, because it comes from a real experience that you have with someone real.
Yes.
And the problem with problematic performances or problematic comedy is when you can tell that it's not coming from within. It's coming from like someone judging or imitating something that they don't know.
Yeah.
And this came from a place that you know, is what it felt like to me. Which is, you talking about how your grandma shaped your comedy. In retrospect, I think my grandparents shaped my comedy too, in that I've always been obsessed with accents. Like, I've been obsessed with accents since I was six.
And you're brilliant at them.
A lot of it has to do with the fact that I just moved around. I moved around forever. Like, I was born in England, and I like heard that when I was like born or whatever. And then I was given this one. But then a lot of it is like all my family reunions. It was like, what is this? Like, my grandfather talked like this. Y mi abuela tenía un acento en francés en español. And I had my Cuban grandma, and then I had my Venezuelan grandpa who was like a senator, and he spoke really nicely. And then I had like my nanny was una colombiana de la costa, and she had a different accent. Like, but like my grandparents shaped a lot of like this cultural understanding of language and accents. I've been thinking so much, I swear to God, since I've been going to the hospital so much, I'm like, oh my God, what is my life? Like, I've been thinking about my grandparents and how they've influenced me beyond that, in that like they all had to immigrate and figure out who they were.
Yeah.
Like, my grandfather se fue de Alemania de chiquito. My grandmother se fue de Bélgica. Mi abuela de Cuba. My grandfather was exiled in Cuba and then exiled in Chile and then moved back. Like, all of these people, everyone that formed my parents and formed me, are people that were kind of, in terms of identity, sort of grasping at straws a lot of times. And trying to figure out where their position is and who they were.
Do you feel like they stayed, despite all of that, do you feel that they stayed true to who they were?
They 100% always stayed true to who they were.
Same
and
over
like
here.
Made it right and made it a point to explain it to me, to tell me their stories. To be like, this is how I was as a kid. These were my trials and tribulations. This was my self-discovery moment, and being very open about it. My grandparents talk about the Holocaust very openly, and not in a depressing sense ever. In a sense of like, this is fact, and this is what happened, and I overcame it. And my Cuban grandparents, like mi abuela, would talk the same about Cuba and like letting go of what she thought her life was.
Yeah.
Y que su papá, mi bisabuelo, left Cuba behind in like his 50s after having built everything and started from scratch again. And this whole reinvention of the immigrant, that's why like when people ask me what I am, like I have a lot of things, but one of my hyphens is like immigrant. Because I feel like that is part of like hyphenated people are tend to be immigrants, and immigrants tend to be hyphenated people.
100%. It's really admirable to see how my grandparents, despite what they went through, always stayed true to who they were. They weren't ashamed of coming from Cuba. They were proud, you know, and they continued to pass on their customs and their beliefs, say, for even the superstitions and the things that aren't so great, you know. I'm really, 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 really appreciative of that. For the longest time, I would just say, I'm Cuban. And then obviously people would be like, well, you're not. You were born in Hialeah, which anybody who's listening that's from Hialeah understands that Hialeah is Cuba, the sequel. But claro.
Like Westonzuela is Venezuela, the sequel.
Yes. So, you know, I say now I'm Cuban American, and that's probably my biggest identifier, more than saying I'm Latina. I no longer say Hispanic. I just say I am Cuban American, because my parents were born there. My grandparents were born there, and some of my great grandparents were born there. It's all I know. And I'm just I'm really glad that I got to sit around while my abuelo watched his, like, baseball games and listen to, like, Cuban radio and listen to, like, classics that he would... the Cuban version of Caballo Viejo on.
Which is not the real version. The real version of Caballo Viejo is Venezuela. It's Simon Diaz. I just wanted
to
put that in there.
Okay. You can really work in auctions. That was very quick. That was very fast. That was really impressive. That person at the end of commercials that you have to say like all the side effects very quickly.
May cause diarrhea and death. Yeah.
But yeah, like, and then my abuela sitting with her and watching telenovelas and Sábado Gigante and like watch her cook. She wouldn't let me cook. She thought I would burn myself to the ground. And that's why my husband's the cook now. But, you know, like they, everything was kept intact in their little casita. They lived very humble lives. I think they quite literally lived to see my parents and their grandkids happy and fulfilled. Mm-hmm. There's this like little image that I have of my abuelo, and I experienced this with my best friend, Carla. There was a day that I went over to my grandparents' house and my abuelo had a super green thumb. He had mango trees, aguacate trees, guava trees, mame. You name it, he had it, and he would make desserts and smoothies out of it. And that's like, that brought him like the most joy. And there was a moment where my best friend and I were there to like help them with their Christmas decorations. And he comes from around the corner of the house with this giant aguacate. And there was like such a smile on his face that my best friend was like, oh my God, this is the sweetest thing. Like, we can learn so much from your grandfather because he's so happy from just un aguacate.
It's crazy how the things that we take aren't necessarily always the things that they want us to take. My paternal grandpa has this crazy story where he was just like, he just decided to rent a plane and go to New York and just buy some fabric and then bring it back to Venezuela. And then he just like created a clothing line. And I'm just like, I can't even get up and figure out how to agendar mi día. Every time I'm like, I feel like I'm not following the path I have to follow. I feel like other people are following different paths. I always think about like, honestly, all my grandparents, but I always think about him being this maverick who was like, I'm just going to go to New York, buy a bunch of fabric, put it in a plane, stop five times on the way back to Venezuela because I don't have enough gasoline. The planes didn't have enough gasoline, couldn't hold enough gasoline at the time, and just like see what happens. I don't know. I'll figure it out. And I feel like, you know, I think Steve Jobs was like, you're able to connect the dots after you have the dots. Like, after looking back, it's easy. But like hearing their life stories of how like it seems like they had their shit together and that they knew what they were doing and look at how everything came out. It's actually, it was full of chaos and just winging it and being brave. And like, I think that that's one of the biggest takeaways of every single grandparent that I mm-hmm. that I have. It's like they just figured it out and kept going and they laughed a lot. Now that I'm in my 30s, like I just turned 32 this Saturday, and I still have my grandpa, and my conversation with my grandpa has changed so much. Like, we're adults that talk, and I remember when my uncle passed away last year, so you know, my grandfather had to bury a son. He sat down with me and just talked to me about death and like how he doesn't understand how people are afraid of death, how he's not afraid of death, how there's tragic deaths, and then there's deaths that just happen, and it's fine. And him opening up to me like that, like, guy was like a tough Holocaust survivor, and I was like a toddler, and I was like, this guy has a weird accent, I'm kind of scared of him. And now he's this person. He's just a person. He's not anything other than a human being just like me. And connecting like that with your parents is like, it comes with like, you know, kind of trauma. It's like, oh my God, my mom and my dad aren't perfect. And then grandparents have another layer where they're another generation. They're older. O sea, tienen mucho respeto. Yeah. But the moment, I'm just so happy, at least with one of my grandparents, I was able to just get into my 30s and just speak to him in a way that, like, I had never spoken to him before.
That is extremely special that you have him.
Yeah, I know. God, I wish he knows about our podcast. And he's like, no sé cómo escucharlo. But we really are lucky to have had the opportunity to be influenced by these people. And, you know, I think that also, like, I loved my maternal grandpa. I was really, 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 really close to him. We had the same birthday. He was obsessed with me. We just hung out all the time. And he passed away when I was 9. But I still have many memories of him. But I feel like I'm getting to know him even when when he's gone. And, like, I think that that's also important, is, like, continuing to discover things about these people and not forgetting that they're one of the reasons you're here.
Yeah.
So, you know, como que... I can't go to my grandparents' graves because they're in Caracas and I'm basically exiled. I can't go back. I can't go back to visit them. So, like, a different way where I remember them is just looking through their photos and just asking for stories and just trying to learn more about them.
Yeah, I'm lucky. My mom, I've shared it here and there. My mom filmed them individually reciting, like, Cuban poetry and songs that they've known... forever.
Let me show you.
Me cobraron unos 5. Yo solo pagué la cuenta. Cuenta, cuento, y 475 que ya se me había olvidado.
Literally, my phone's wallpaper is a picture of my grandparents. I have a picture of them next to my bed. I have pictures of them on my refrigerator. And I think the abuela character specifically, because, you know, I play all these other characters, but the abuela character specifically for me is also a form of therapy. It is the way that I stay connected to her and my culture. It is the way that I deal with my homesickness. It is the way that I deal with their loss and also keeping their legacy alive.
What is the saying that you say as abuela that always gets you into character? Like, do you have, like, un dicho or something that you always, like, use to get into the accent?
I think so.
Or...
it's always something like, oye, mi niña, mi cielo, mi amor. They're very, like, warm.
I want to do a sketch where I am my abuela Belkis and your abuela. I really, really want to do that. Like, once COVID is over and we're both, like, fully vaccinated, I'm going to LA and we're shooting, like, mi abuela and your abuela, please.
I know, and we've talked about
please.
This.
Porque que mira, mi abuela era una cosa seria. Mi abuela una cosa bien seria. Déjame decirte algo, porque...
Rack your look for spring at Nordstrom Rack and save up to 60% on brands you love. Rag & Bone, Vince, Marc Jacobs, Adidas, Joe's, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. Score new dresses, denim, sandals, designer bags, and sunglasses, plus updates for the family and home. Get your spring on for less, up to 60% less, today at your Nordstrom Rack store. What will you find?
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
So, Jenny, I think we're at the part of the podcast where we talk about a word that, like, that means something to us. So I wanted to teach you a word used in my family that I really love. And I think it really fits with what we were talking about today. And the word is najes. Najes is a Yiddish word. I didn't know it was a Yiddish word for the longest time. I thought it was a Spanish word with a ch in it. Which is, like, that doesn't bode well for my, like, you know, problem solving skills. But whatever. That was me as a kid. So najes is this Yiddish word. And what I love about it is that it means pride, but it specifically means joy from the pride you get from someone you care about. And my grandparents always said najes when I made them proud. So I want to give that to you so that maybe we can say it to each other when we're proud of something the other person
did. How would you najes. Say it in a sentence like?
Like, wow, seeing you succeed like that, me da najes.
I love it.
It fills me with najes.
You know I'm going to use it.
Do you have a word that I could use from, like, your grandparents?
Yeah, this was mainly something that my abuelo said a lot. He would say, alabao. Alabao.
Alabao? There's a lot of vowels.
It's A-L-A-B-A-O. Alabao.
Alabao. Okay, where does it come from? What's the deal?
It's definitely Miami slang, and it comes from Cuban Spanish. The origin was more religious, because it meant like alabao sea Dios. So it's like, you know, praise be to God sort of thing. But in today's day, and I don't think my grandfather certainly did not mean praise be to God when he said alabao. It was more of like, oh my God, like alabao, pero mira eso. You know what I mean? Like,
it's like saying, oh my God, without saying God.
So yeah, it's still tied to God, right? A lot of these, a lot of these words are tied to God in some way, shape, or form. And then they, like, me cago en diez, right? Which also was all-time Andres Diaz favorite. His top five. But yeah, he said alabao so much that my mom made my sister and I shirts that say alabao on them.
That was great. Okay, let me see if my grandpa picks up. Papote.
Sí, mi amor.
Hola, Papote, ¿cómo estás?
Yo muy bien. ¿Tú qué tal? Cuéntame.
Estoy acá. Bueno, yo estoy muy bien. Y mira, estoy acá, estoy grabando mi podcast. Y estábamos hablando de abuelos, and I spoke about you. So I wanted to know if you could dar un saludo a la audiencia and just say, hello, everyone. I love Joanna.
Hello, everyone. I love Joanna.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you, Papote.
But no, I didn't. I didn't think I was going to be grabado.
You didn't know you were going to be grabado. You didn't know you were going to be in a podcast that a lot of people are going to listen to. But Papote, you're like literally the coolest person I know. So it's just like everyone is going to love you.
Because I'm your grandpa.
Yes, because you're my grandpa. Yes, and I'm your and I'm your granddaughter. That's what makes me cool.
That's right.
Bueno, Papote, I'll call you when I finish recording, pero te quería dar un beso y un abrazo virtual, and I miss you.
Okay, I miss you too.
I love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Justin, and so good. Thousands of spring deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save big today on new arrivals from Kate Spade New York, Nike, Sam Edelman, Free People, and Madewell, starting at only $30. Great brands and great prices on dresses, denim, sandals, designer bags, and more. So rack your look and get first dibs on spring styles you want now from just $30 at your Nordstrom Rack store. What will you find?
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.